Hey Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I can't complain. It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
My name's Matt, by the way. So we're out in Seattle right now, huh? Okay. You guys just got done with Valentine's Day. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
How was the what? Couple of my clients saying it was like rainy, and then Valentine's Day was nice, and out there, is it been kind of like mixed weather lately, last couple
Yeah,
of days?
it's been there's been quite a bit of good weather, but then a couple splashes of rain here. It's been a weird winter around here.
I got you. Yeah. So we're doing Venture Electric. Have you been running this business for a while, or how long have you had it for?
About 2 years now.
Okay. Gotcha. Have you done any advertising for it at all?
Just a little bit. I dabbled in some Angi and some tax stuff lately.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's been, we've been functioning for 2 years, 90 plus percent off of word of mouth.
Yeah, definitely. Are you still running Angie's and Thumbtack, or did you kind of stop with it?
Yeah, I actually just started it in the last couple of weeks. So just kind of trying it out, throwing a few bucks there and seeing what sticks.
Yeah. One thing about Angie's, it can work, right? But you just have to be on top of those leads. Like, as soon as they come in, like you're on them, you're following up. You got to be the first guy that shows up, because what Angie's does is they send that same lead to 3 to 4 to 5 different companies that do what you do.
Yeah, that's been frustrating, but trying it out and seeing if we have any chance of it.
Yeah. I mean, you can make it work, like I said, but is it going to be a game changer? Is it going to like take your business to another level? Definitely not, just because it takes so much work to make Angie's work. And it's Yelp's the same way. Thumbtack's okay. I mean, Thumbtack can definitely work, but nothing beats being on the first page of Google, right? And that's what we specialize on, Nathan, getting you guys the exposure, right? So that you ultimately, when you people type in like electrical keywords, you show up. Okay. And so we have a couple ways that we help our business owners. Obviously, the first way is like if they type in, electrician, electrical company, EV charger for my home, right? All the stuff that people are Googling right now, we want to make sure that you show up in the Seattle area. Okay. So that's the first way that we help your business grow. Second way is we also run a little bit of Facebook ads where we connect Google and Facebook together. So let's say Nancy in your area types in electrician near me, right, onto Google. She sees you on Google, but she doesn't call you. Well, anytime Nancy decides to log on her personal Facebook page, she's going to see a ad that we create, showing your business, contact us, 25% off or something like that, right? Where it gets her to want to call you. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll link Google and Facebook together. So the people that see that ad are only people that are actively typing the keywords into Google that relate to your business, right, on the Facebook platform as well. Okay. So we do get a great response on the Facebook way we do. We only spend $100 a month on our package on that. So we're not spending a ton of money, but we're not spending too little where you don't get any results. Okay. So it's a great way to help you scale your business on that side too. And then the third way we help people is a Google pay-per-lead. Okay. Now, Google with us have a pay-per-lead program, right, where you can literally pay for a qualified lead. Okay. And what's great about it is you only pay for leads you want. Okay. So what happens is, Nathan, those come in the form of a phone call, right? You take the call, you ask a bunch of questions, right? Obviously they need to, make sense, but if you want the lead, right, you're going to pay for it, obviously. But if you don't want the lead, You simply turn it down and you don't pay for it. Pretty cool, wouldn't you agree?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, it does take some time to get that set up. Google does a background check on you, make sure no felonies, right? Over the last 7 years now, they want to make sure that you have like a electrical contractor's license or a specialty electrical contractor's license, right? And that you have the general liability insurance, okay? But once we get through that mm-hmm. protocol and they vet you, okay, because you show up on the very tippy top of Google on this platform, if you want the lead, Google's going to charge you $27 for that qualified lead.
Okay.
So most of my clients, they're working on all three levels. Like I have a electrician on the other side of the country called Stingray Electric. He probably spends about $40,000 a month with us right now. Very big electrical company. And, you know, he does all the leads, right? But, you know, everybody's got to start somewhere. Some people just start on our basic package and then work towards the paper leads, right? Some start right out the gate because they know it takes a few months to get pre-approved for it. It comes down to really what you're trying to do and what your budget is. But my basic package right now, Nathan, it's $299 a month, right? That includes you getting on the first page of Google and $100 of retargeting ads for our basic package. Okay. If you want to get the paper leads going, that does have a one-time charge because we have to pay for your background check and take care of all that paperwork. Okay. So that cost is $250 for that. Like I said, it is a one-time charge. Some people start right out the gate. Some people wait. Comes down to you.
Okay.
Can you see, though, how this could benefit your business?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And how does that work? Like, if you get, what does that, I guess, mean for being on the first page of Google? Because if you have 50 people being guaranteed first page of Google, they can't all be on there, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, have you ever gone on to Google? Let's type in electrician in Seattle. Right. Mm-hmm. Seattle, good old Seattle, Washington. Okay. So here's what I'm seeing on the first page. We got Echo Electric, Exact Electric, As You Wish, right? And then we got the people running their paper leads. We got Southwest Plumbing, Heating, Air, and then Taylor Electric right now. They're showing up on the first page, right? When I just did this search. Okay, so we're talking about on the basic package, we're going to throw you under the business side on the first page, which is the map section, right? So anybody that is in the Seattle area, when they're Googling like keywords, you show up on that first page, okay? Anything that's electrical, like EV charging, you know, I don't know if you do ceiling fans and stuff like that, but you get my drift, all the keywords that relate, right? So you'll show up on that first page, okay? And then we do those $100 in retargeting ads. At the very tippy top where Southwest Plumbing and Taylor Electric are showing right now, right, that's the paper lead program, right? That will be eventually something like if you decide to go that direction, we would be able to get you approved for so where you show up at the very tippy top. The cool thing about the paper leads too, right, Nathan, is you can target what cities exactly you want to be in. The map section is only going to have like a bleed out from where your business address is to about 20, 25 miles tops, right, from where your business actual address is, right? So it's only going to take it so far. But again, it's going to get you like a good consistent basis for $299. It's flat rate. So it does have a good ROI on a month to month. But the paper leads are there to help you scale your business to whatever degree and act as filler. So when you do need those extra leads, you can pull from them.
Okay. And that's, you said, so $250 for a one-time charge to get it set up. And then do you say $27 per lead if I take them?
Exactly. For the pay per leads. Now, when you do get approved for them, let's fast forward. Like, let's say you decide you wanted to do, you know, you wanted to go after everything. So your first month would basically be $549, and then it would be $299 a month thereafter. Let's fast forward a few months. It's like end of April, and you finally got approved. Okay. What will happen is Google will require you to take 13 leads up front. It's like a prepaid account, right? So 27 times 13 is $351, okay? So you would need to prepay when the time comes for 13 leads, and then you can start drawing from those leads, okay? As aggressively as you want or as slowly as you want. So a lot of my guys, what they do, Nathan, and what I really kind of scream heavily on is, you know, you take two leads, right? You turn it on, you take two leads, and then you turn it off, right? You work those two leads very aggressively. And then one of those two leads turn into a paying job, then you turn it back on and you take two more leads, right? And then you work that very aggressively and you kind of keep going it on and off, right? Until you get through the 13 leads. Once you get through those 13 initial leads, then Google automatically reloads it for another 13 leads. That's kind of how that works. Okay.
Okay.
So you can go through it as quickly or as slowly as you want. You know, I'm very, you know, what I tell my clients is, do, you know, start slow. And once you kind of get your sea legs on, you know, and then you get a little more comfortable with it, then, you know, take more and more leads as you want. But the good news is those are there for like when you need the extra bit of business. And then when you're too busy, right, obviously you're going to keep that off. Okay. Now, one thing that I really like to talk about, and I'm really doing a good job at, doing this year, is helping my clients stand out. Okay. Everybody, Nathan, has a business name. Everybody has a logo, right? But how do you stand out? Okay. So let me explain what I mean. I'm going to go ahead and text you this real quick. Okay. And I'm going to show you one of my clients, Lewis Pest Control. And what they have is a very good photo of them, right? And it's super easy to do something like this. But what I talk about is getting that personalized touch, right? Because half the battle is getting you onto Google. The other half of the battle is how do you stand amongst the other, like all your other competitors, right? So you need something like what I'm going to show you. And then obviously those five-star reviews are very, very important. And we even help you with getting those five-star reviews because we have a great tool to help you with that, right? So I just sent you this. Did you get it, by the way?
Yep.
Why don't you go ahead and click on that real quick, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. You got that open.
Yeah. And then you'll see those guys standing in front of their van.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to send you their Google Business profile. Okay. Take a look at this. And this will all connect together in a second. Now click on this next link I just sent you.
Okay. Got it.
And let me know when you see their Google Business profile. Like, you'll see their profile on their five-star reviews and all that. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you see how that photo is being utilized all over the place? Like, as a branding thing that we're doing with it? You get that? You get what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about by standing out. That photo has made those guys so much money, I can't even, like, tell you, right? It's, like, worked very, very, very well for them. And it's not even that impressive of a photo, to be honest with you, right? But what's nice about it is it's working and it puts a personalized touch to them, right? And so having something like that done for you is going to help you stand out amongst the crowd, okay? So this is why I talk about this stuff because, again, there's a lot of electrical companies in Seattle, right? So once we get you on the first page of Google, you know, you having a photo like this that we're branding on your website, on your Google Business profile, and then once we get you to, like, you know, 25 five-star reviews eventually, right, then you're really propelling to that next level, right? And those little elements really help you, like, gain more and more and more clients as a result of that. Now, I know that was kind of a mouthful, but did that kind of all make sense, by the way?
I think so, yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha. I mean, have you gotten your name on, like, your van or truck or anything like that yet or not yet?
No, I mean, on clothing we do, but I haven't put them on vans just due to that.
Okay. I gotcha. Do you drive a truck or do you drive a van?
It's a van.
Okay. So what a lot of my guys do is they do those magnetic signs. Because you can get those magnetic signs, by the way, Nathan, like at different sizes, and they're super affordable. So obviously wrapping a van is going to cost a lot of money, but a magnetic sign, like a big one, is only going to cost like $80, right? I mean, they're that affordable. So what I recommend is like what a lot of my clients are doing is they're getting one big sign with like the name and logo. And then like how Lewis, like if you see their name, like if you see their door, like on the door on the van, right, they get a, like you can get another magnetic sign with just your name, your phone number and email address kind of thing. So where you kind of mimic their look with two magnetic signs. And then you guys can stand in front of the van once you get the magnetic signs with a nice khaki pant and a nice, you know, polo shirt and belt and that sort of thing and really replicate that solid photo for your guys' company so where you can stand out, okay? So what I'm really trying to say is how you stand out does matter in this day and age. It's not just getting on the first page of Google. Yes, that helps. Believe me, that helps, right? But how you stand out, the more you can stand out amongst the crowd, like what I'm showing you there, the more it's going to help propel your business to that next level, okay? So all of that, though, you know, obviously we help with, you know, we're here to, like, hold your guys' hand. We're here to, like, help you guys have the tools to get the five-star review. I mean, look at Lewis now. I mean, he has over 100 five-star reviews. When he started with me 10 months ago, Nathan, right, that guy only had one five-star review, and now he's over 100 in 10 months. That's pretty good, wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So based on everything, what makes the most sense to you? Do you think you would want to just do the basic package, or do you think, hey, let's just start going towards that and the paper leads at all at the same time?
Let's see. So there's the $299 covers the $100 for retargeting ads, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. And then
the only
difference
difference between just starting with the $299 or doing the paper leads is, you know, the only additional cost, right, obviously is your initial, like, you know, in terms of the getting the background check and all that paid for, but is how many additional, like, paper leads that you take on addition to your $299 package is what I would say. But what question were you asking me?
Okay. So as far as, like, if there's a minimum monthly time frame I'm locked in for, or if it's
$299 a month. Yeah. So what's so great about my business and why I've been here for many years and why I have over 1,000 clients to date, Nathan, is our company doesn't lock you in any long-term contract. We do ask a 3-month commitment, okay, because really the first 3 months, number one, you're investing into us as much as we're investing into you, right? But the first 3 months, we do so much work, we actually lose money the first 3 months, right? And we always tell people, if you give us 3 months, you're going to stay with us, right? And so that's why we have that commitment, right, on both sides, right, is, hey, give us 3 months. And then after that, it strictly is a month-to-month relationship, because we're so confident that if you give this 3 months, you're going to stay with us. Right. Because you're going to see the results. It's going to give enough time for everything to show you that this is working. Right. Because the first couple weeks to Nathan is a lot of like foundational stuff. Like we have to, you know, get all your ads created, get all the programming done. Right. So the first 7 to 10 days is like just foundational work. Once everything starts going live, right, and all the back keywords and the linking and all that, you know, the search engine optimizational stuff gets completed, right, that's when you start seeing results, right? So you will see results your first 30 days. It's really, though, month 2 where this thing starts taking off to another level, where you do see a night and day difference in phone calls. And then, obviously, month 3, this thing is, like, full steam ahead.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's a great question too. Like, yeah, something we do, by the way, we do get this thing called a, and I haven't got into this yet because there's a lot of little details. I don't want to like get too crazy down the rabbit hole, but there is something that we do called a call tracking phone number. So we do purchase a separate phone number for all of our clients. Okay. And we'll mimic the same area code, like a 425 area code, if that's what you want. But the reason why we purchase another phone number for your account is all of everything we do is going to be tied to that phone number. We need to know, and you need to know, where the lead's coming from, and is it because of our business getting you those leads, right? So we want to know, did this lead come from Facebook? Did this lead come from Google? Was this a pay-per-lead eventually when you're on that program, right? And we need to see all that, and like where in Seattle is working, where in Seattle isn't working, right? And the purpose of this call tracking phone number, and it routes, like when somebody calls it, it routes straight to your whatever number you want it to. But it just gives us the analytics and shows us and you how many leads you're getting every month, right, what's working, and it helps us do the tweaks on a month-to-month basis. That way, so we can continue to retain you and you stay with us.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
What other questions do you have for me?
I don't think anything else is coming to mind. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd be curious to give it a shot. So let me ask you this.
Did Angie's make you sign like a year contract?
No.
Okay, good job on that, by the way, because 95% of the time when I talk to people, Nathan, they signed a year contract with Angie's, right? Like I have a roofing company right now. I had to help them get out of a year contract because they were spending $2,500 a month with Angie's. They were with them for 4 months, spent 10 grand, didn't make a dime with Angie's. So I'm glad you didn't commit to like a year agreement with Angie's. That's blessing in disguise. You don't even know. So, but yeah, that's good.
$549 for the first month, and then
$299 a month. Mm-hmm.
Afterward, okay, and then anything.
And then when it comes time to get the paper leads, you'll have to prepay 13 up front, and you just start drawing from that as quickly or as slowly as you want. And that will be a total, like, they'll charge, it's kind of like a prepay gas card, as I always use that analogy, right? You spend $351, and then you start drawing from that, right? And that's all controlled through our app, too, by the way. You'll download the Local Splash app, and everything will be on that app where you're able to control by turning on and off your paper leads, all of your leads that you get on a monthly basis will be in that app. All your calls are recorded, so it helps you stay organized, right? And then you can request your 5-star reviews straight from the app as well. So a couple things that I always talk to my business owners, Nathan, about is there is an involvement on both sides. Like, this is a team thing here to make this work, right? You got to obviously answer your phone. Obviously, getting us a photo of you and your team like that, Lewis Pest, would really help. And lastly, mm-hmm. what's so important is that what I always tell my clients is, hey, look, get a list of your past jobs and clients you've done, whether you have that on an Excel or whether you even write that on a piece of paper. I don't care, right? But have a list of all your clients and then slowly but surely input that into our system. And our system will start sending out, you know, automated text messages to your past clients. Hey, thank you for using Venture Electric. We really appreciate your business. Our business is dependent on 5-star reviews. Please click this link so that we can get a 5-star review from you, right? And that thing will help you get to your goal and get those 5-star reviews, okay? Why do you think it's so important, though, Nathan, to get those 5-star reviews on Google?
Brings more attention to our business when people look for it.
Mm-hmm. It helps us. It helps you. But some of your competitors right now on the first page, like Exact Electric, has 159 5-star reviews, right? Right? Taylor Electric has 4,800 5-star reviews. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of 5-star reviews. So my point I'm making is, right, we need to obviously, I haven't seen somebody with 4,800 in a long time. So that's crazy, the amount of reviews they got. But my point is, it's not like you have to have that extreme amount of 5-star reviews. You just need enough on there so people can be like, okay, these guys are legit. Right? Mm-hmm. These guys make sense. These guys are somebody I want to do business with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like you saw Lewis, they're at 101. Okay. So your goal, your first milestone is to get to 25 5-star reviews. Well, you've done enough jobs in the past where that's going to be simple for us to go put all those customers into our system. And you'll get to 25. We just can't go too fast too soon, right? Because then Google will flag it. Right. But we just do a couple a day. Right. Okay. Next thing you know, within 30 days, you're at 10. Okay. Within 60 days, you're at like 15. Okay. In 3 months, now you're at like 25. Right. And once you get to 25,
25
that's a good
additional or 25 total.
25 total.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm at 23 now.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, there you go. Let's get to 25 additional more, you know? Yeah, so that would be like the first step, you know what I mean? To get yourself to like 50 and then 75. Yeah, you're at 23 right now. I'm looking at it. Yeah, and I'm looking at you have a garage door. Do you do garage doors as well?
We would do
or is that mainly just showing the EV charger right there that you have right there?
That's the EV charger. Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And getting us more photos too, that really helps.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we want to make sure. And yours is kind of like the green light bulb, like with the green electric. That's your logo. Okay. I like that. That's clean. So yeah. Just making sure that you know, you can send us some photos of some, like, work you've done, too. Getting us a photo of, like, you know, that I kind of showed you eventually in the next 30, 45 days of, like, you, and if you have any of your, like, team members in the photo, too, would really help so that we can brand you in addition to just, like, your logo and your name.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That's been on the back of my mind for a while.
Yeah. And so that's why I talk about it. I mean, it's like really something that, you know, I really was thinking hard this new year, like what I wanted to do more differently this year than I did last year, right? And with my clients, and that was like doing the Lewis Pest look, as I say. They're kind of like the token boy that I use, right? Like, that's something that I'm heavily pushing my businesses. And I'm like, almost like say, I'm like almost to the point where I'm requiring my clients to do that photo. It's just because I know how effective it is and how much that's made those guys money that I'd be a fool not to tell my business owners to do that, you know? And so it's something that I'm really, sure, like I said, preaching heavily, you know, everybody to do.
Okay.
I mean, so out of all of this, I mean, kind of what makes the most sense to you?
Yeah, I think at this moment I am open to doing the 299, the 250 one-time charge, and then getting set up for those 13 leads and seeing what we can do.
Yeah, and you're smart for that because, you know, the – paper leads are the best leads out there. And I'll text you to the video from my Stingray Electric company, that big electrical company that's using me right now. He did a really good video about how he uses all of our package, right? But he really emphasizes on how the paper leads have taken his business to the next level. Right. And I have a lot of electricians. I have roofers that spend a lot of money on that as well. And like I said, what's so good about those, Nathan, is you only pay for the lead you want. So if that phone call, you don't like it, don't pay for it. Right. And that's what's
so beautiful
on it.
And that would be the client calling me directly.
Yeah. They're calling you directly. So you'll know when it's a pay per lead. Right, because of how the caller ID shows up and how it's, like, linked with our app, too, right? So you're going to know, like, exactly how it is because we train you. And what I absolutely do as well, Nathan, is I put an account manager on your account, right? And they're going to make sure that you get the support from my team. Because like I said earlier, I have 1,000 clients, right? If I had to service every 1,000 of my clients, I would never get anything done, you know? So The account managers there is to be a facilitator, right? Make sure we're getting the documents from you. Make sure my team is doing what they're doing. Making sure that we're meeting our one call a month with you to go over how things are going, what tweaks we need to make, right? And ultimately so that we retain you and you stay with us, okay? So the account manager is going to be really good. We have 22 account managers here on our team, and they're fantastic, and they're going to make sure that, you know, you're getting the support, okay? So that's the beautiful thing here, as well as that we will make sure that, you know, ultimately everybody's doing what they need to do. Okay. Cause the last thing we want to do is just throw you in the deep end and say good luck to you. Right. So, you know, we're going to hold your hand is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Now you set up an LLC for this business or a DBA or incorporated. What did you do for the company?
Yeah, it's an LLC.
Okay. Did you use your business address or do you have like a home address that's tied to it?
It's kind of both. We have like an office, but I have,
but it's a house.
Go to the home address. Yeah.
Okay.
There's two addresses. One is our office space and one is the home address. where most mail goes to and the business.
Gotcha. See, like, so right now on your Google business profile, it says 1128 Poplar Place South, right? That is that the address that's tied to your LLC, I'm assuming?
Or no? That's our office location.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. But is your LLC tied to that address or no?
No, the LLC is tied to the home address.
Home address. Okay. Gotcha. But then you also have a business address. Is Poplar Street one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How come you didn't put the LLC address the same as that Poplar Street address? I'm just trying to understand how you have it set up. Just because, again, I need to know these logistics, too. There's reasons behind all these questions, too.
Sure. Yeah, because of the mail. I just have the mail go into the personal address.
I see.
Business location isn't the...
okay.
I don't have...
So we'll figure it out with our team, because Google's going to look at your LLC paperwork, especially setting you up on the paper leads, and then they're going to see, well, his address on his Google business profile is different than his LLC. Did you set up a DBA that's showing, like, that address, or how did you... My question is, how did Google approve you for your Google profile? At one point, did your LLC have this address and then you changed it? Is that what you did? Or, because normally, you know, the LLC address needs to match the address on the Google business profile. That's just trying to figure out how you got that set up like that.
Yeah, let me pull that up to see if it shows.
Maybe at one point or when you set it up, maybe.
Oh, no, yeah. The business is registered for the home address. And then I think I recently just changed that over from our old, because we moved homes. So I changed the business address from the old home address to the new office location.
Oh, so they didn't do like an advanced verification. So they didn't ask for any. Oh, I see what you did. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. You did an address change. So at one point, it did show your home address, and then you did an address change to this address. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can definitely do that. Let's just do it that way. Now, worst case scenario. Okay. This is worst case. Okay. Because I'm as you can tell, I'm very thorough, Nathan. If it came down to it and like Google's like, yeah, man, we need that, those addresses matching, because you kind of low key, you kind of slipped under the radar under that, you know? And if you had to change the address on your LLC, would you be willing to just fill that quick form out and do that if it needed? Because the problem that we're going to run into, because we're going to need to show your LLC, like, formation paperwork to get you pre-approved for those paper leads, because again, it's a vetting process, right? And they're going to want your Google business profile address and the address on your LLC to match. Okay. So there's one way you can kind of get around it. You could always set up a DBA, which again, there's more money, but you know, we'll face the bridge when it comes. But if it did come down to that, we had to get those addresses matching on your LLC and your Google profile, do you think you'd be willing to work with us on that to make that happen?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Can you get mail to that 1128 Poplar Place or no?
I can. I kind of did like a test, sent a letter here. But it's like a multi-use building and doesn't feel like a very secure system. So like when I have clients checks, I don't want it going to this location.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Well, I mean, you could still like, you could still have this address. Cause I mean, it shows on your Google business profile of this address. So I mean, clients could still technically send you mail if they look Googled you right to that address, but
right.
What I'm saying is, and then let's say you did move your LLC to this address, but you could always still have a mailing address, which you currently have now, right, as a separate address, right, and have it set up that way, right? It's just the problem is your LLC doesn't match this address, and I just could see Google say, whoa, what's going on here, you know? Because Google's tightened down their verification process heavily since COVID, and everything's got to match, right? So I can just see that being an issue, so I'd rather kind of talk with you through it now rather than later. We'll try, you know what I mean? We'll try to, like, you know, kind of go under the radar kind of thing, like, you know, how you just did when you changed the address. But if it does pop up, then we're going to obviously have to resolve it, and you'll think back, oh, yeah, Matt did talk about that. You know, okay, I'll figure it out with the team, okay? So that would be the worst-case scenario, okay? Nathan, what is your home address, though, that you're using right now?
It's 6011 29th Avenue Southwest.
Okay. And that's obviously Seattle, Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 98126?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is that address tied to your card as well? Or is it the other address that's tied to your card?
To payment card?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different address currently. I haven't shifted that over yet.
Okay. Gotcha. A lot of addresses, huh? Okay. So this is his mailing address. And you want this address on Google, though, the 1128 Poplar. You don't want the other addresses. Am I correct?
Right. It just because I don't want people looking up and then knowing where I live.
Yeah, exactly. At least you have, like, a business address, which is nice. You know what I mean? That's, like, that's a good idea that you did that. Okay? So I'm going to put this as business address. Okay? And then you have another address. Okay? Perfect. Wow. Okay. And what's the best email for you, Nathan?
Nate@venturewa.com.
WA.com. Nice. Okay. So you go by Nate?
Yeah, Nate or Nathan.
Okay. Nice. Okay. And then, obviously it's venturewa.com. Do you want us to redo your website, or do you like the website the way it is?
I'd like to leave it for now.
Yeah. I think your website looks great. I don't think we need a, I would recommend once we get that nice photo though, we put it like front center on the website eventually, but your website looks great. You know? So, yeah, we don't need to redo it, to be honest with you. But I always ask. Okay. And then, Nate, let's see here. This is going to be your best phone number, like, to contact you for the leads, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what do you want your hours of operation to be to, like, show up on? Like, I see them online right now. You have them at 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then you're closed on Saturday and Sunday. Is that kind of how you want it?
Yeah, let's actually do 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay. 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Cool.
And then I might have misspoke. Do you have my 425 number then listed there?
I have your 425-286-9021. That's the one you want?
Okay. Yeah. So that's the personal number. So I have the number on Google would be the one for clients to call me.
I got you. So let me ask you this. Do you want the leads going to that other number? Like when people call you, they're not going to call directly that number. Remember, we're going to have that call tracking phone number. So do you want it to forward to this 206 number, or do you want it to forward to your 425?
Maybe go to the 206. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put that there. No worries. Gotcha. Okay. And then, obviously, your Pacific time, okay? And then we're going to keep your address the same on Google as it is now, okay? About a lot of logistics. Okay, so let me ask you this, Nate. We got to set up a security question, okay? So we have a couple options. Question is, you can either do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is that answer?
Lacombe is L-A-C-O-M-B.
L-A-C-O-M-B. Perfect. Okay. And then, Nate, what is your last name?
Farhner, F-A-R-H-N-E-R.
You said S as in Sam?
F as in Frank.
Oh, F-A-R...
H-N as in Nancy, E-R.
Okay, F-A-R, excuse me, F-A-R-H-N-E-R. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, perfect. Don't want to misspell your last name. That would be good, right? Cool. And then I'm going to make sure I get you an email, too, right now. Okay, I'm going to have everything broken down to you for you so you have it. And then you'll have my contact information, too. Anytime you ever need me, best way, you can either text me or you can email me. Very easy to get a hold of, right? So that's the great thing. I extend myself to everybody, you know, because you're going to hear from me from time to time. So when it comes time, start getting those 5-star reviews again, too. You're going to, I'm going to send you a good email, too, on how to use our system to do that. So good news, you're already kind of ahead of the curve. Like, you have 23 now. So let's really get you to like 75, you know, in the next 6 months. And that will really help you. Right.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and send you everything broken down too right now as we speak. If you have that in writing, I'll get you over your invoice in 1 second. Okay. How much are you spending right now with Angie's?
Let's see. That was basically locked in for I paid $750 for $1,000 of leads.
You got that one, yeah.
To run through. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, just stay on top of them. Make that work for you. You know what I mean? So that you really get that to, like, make you money, right? The last thing you want to do is, how do I say this? You know, spend all that money and not make money, right? So what I would say is just work them hard. Really work them hard. But you'll make it work, you know? Like, I mean, they're not super horrible, you know, but it's just hard with Angie's. Really is. Ever since I've seen people spend some serious money and, you know, not get the what they're looking for, it's like, ugh, you know. But I'm glad you didn't do the year contract on them. So that's good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Do you guys have any more workers, or is it just mainly you?
I have 2 employees right now.
Okay. So, yeah. So, you know, that photo, have those guys in it. you know, or if you just want it you, mm-hmm. that's cool too, you know, but if you have those guys in it, you know, it'll like show a little bit better, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, let me get you this. Just so I'm going to break it all down so you can see it all writing too. Yeah, your cost per lead is really actually not bad. I have some guys that are spending like $51 per lead. Yours is only $27 per qualified lead. So for your area, that's actually really good pricing at the end of the day.
Awesome.
You know? Yeah, no, it's mm-hmm. like I said, it's different. Now, we do use this thing called max lead bidding. And so what that basically states is like, we're going to compete for the best like lead. And so that's why it is. It's always going to be at the 27 range. Now, can Google change price in 8-10 months instead of it being $27 for qualified lead, it's $29 for qualified lead? Yes, that can happen. You know, there's no such thing as like Google's going to keep their pricing always the same. Okay. But the good news with our $299 package, that is a flat rate. It'll never go up on you. And, but you know, if the lead costs do change ever in the future, Nate, we're going to let you know. Okay. So it's not like you're going to be surprised. They won't ever change it from like 27. And then one day you wake up and it's $99. It will never be like something crazy like that. Okay. But I do need to let you know, like the pricing on the cost per lead is subject to change, like in any time in the future. You know, just cause it is what it is, you know, but it's never anything crazy. Okay. Also, you're going to get an email in a few business days from either this company called Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the background check companies. And when I get your account manager assigned to the account, they're going to help walk you through it. But it's really actually easy. It's not hard to fill it out. Like, you just got to fill out, like, your name, your address, your social security number, right? So that, you know, we can get that background check completed. So you can check off the box and, you know, it's something that, you know, is completed. But you'll see my email in a second. Yeah. You can definitely check it. I'm going to finish getting your paperwork over here for you. But yeah, I want to make sure your business address does not change because we are keeping it the way it is. Okay. And there's like no suite number or anything. It's just 1128 Poplar Place South, right? That's the correct address on that.
I guess the suite would be 210.
Okay. Do you want us to update that and put suite 210 on that?
Might as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, I think we should. Suite 210. Okay, I'm going to make sure I got that on there. Seattle. Okay. So I'm going to get your invoice to you in a second, too. And then, like I said, you'll see my email come through. Did you get that from Matt Evans?
I did, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that has everything broken down like we talked about. Okay. And then you'll see that electrician video right there in the email. That's from Stingray Electric. That's my big client. Spends a fortune. Right. Okay. So definitely watch that from that owner. He did a really good video for us. Okay. Now, obviously, you know, it's going to be $549 and then $299 a month thereafter. How do you want to take care of that? You can either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express, what works best for you.
MasterCard would be great.
Okay. That should go ahead and start with a 5 when you're ready. Just go ahead and read that off to me.
5572-3102-7394-6806.
Okay. Expiration?
0128.
Okay. And 3-digit code?
285.
Okay, perfect. Now, the address tied to this card, what is that one?
So that is currently 308 20th Avenue South, Unit B. And that's 98144.
That's Seattle still, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. 98144, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Got to make sure everything matches, right? So...
Mm-hmm.
98144. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, keep me up to date on how Angie's works for you, though. I'm very interested to see, okay, you know, how you do on that, you know? And then, you know, if it does work out for you, because I always like to see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. you know, you're just going to have to stay on top of them. So I'm glad you got me today because, you know, I can't stress enough. When that lead comes in from Angie's, just like within 30 minutes, you got it. Like even within 5-10 minutes, really be aggressively on the, mm-hmm, on the lead. Do you have the app for Angie's as well on your phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just get to them as quickly as you can so that you don't have, like, the delay. And then if you're the guy that gets to them, you're going to usually be the guy that, like, gets the deal, right? Sometimes people try to swoop in on you, but as long as, like I said, you stay on them and you build that trust with them, they're gonna want to do business with you. So, but it's a lot of work. Don't get me wrong. You're gonna see. You're gonna be like, wow, Matt wasn't kidding. so yeah. Okay, so I gotta read you this thing real quick. Nate. By the way, I have a cousin named Nate. He's out in Seattle. He's a police officer too. nice. He's like in Bellevue though, like a little bit. Like I don't know where that is, but somewhere out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and read this to you because I got you this pre-agreement here. And then I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me, and, you know, just say, hey, Matt, what does that mean? I'll just rephrase it to you just to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Venture Electric.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Nathan Farner, owner.
Okay. Are you obviously authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're obviously the authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Obviously, we talked about that, right? So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. I'm going to text this to you right now before I forget, Nate, because I want you to have it. And it's very important you have this number, especially because your account manager is going to be calling from this number, right, this 877 number. And so it's super important you save this number under your contacts as under Local Splash. Just so when you see that number, you're like, oh, that's my marketing company, right? That obviously you answer that phone call because we don't want to be missing each other, right? So I'm going to text it to you right now, sir, so that you have it, okay, and that you can ultimately save it as well under your contacts, okay? So I'm going to send that right now to you, okay? I just texted it to you. Again, as you can tell, I'm very thorough. All right. Perfect. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. You're going to get more exposure now. People are going to want to try and sell you this and that, okay? So just keep that in mind, you know, like, you know, it happens to all my clients, right? So you're going to be provided security questions. Sometimes people try to impersonate us or try to trick our clients, right? Just make sure anytime you speak to our company, right, that you ask the security question, and make sure that when we call you that we ask you the security question as well, okay? In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, if you do any other type of marketing online, just let us know so it doesn't screw anything up. That's mainly why we're asking that, okay? So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google verification application, and any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to give you what documents we need. Okay. Again, we're going to need like probably proof of your LLC. We're going to need proof of your liability insurance. And we're going to need proof that you have electrical, like a license. Okay. That's going to basically be what we're going to need. Okay. Simple stuff. You can get that together for us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is February 18th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement. The monthly payments will automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, the number I texted you, right? You may speak to a live representative. Excuse me, you must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent your charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and we have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I have to do that. Okay. All right. So you're going to get some automated text messages in 1 second here. Okay. Let me do this because I know we've been on the phone for a long time. And I don't want to keep you here forever. So we do need to schedule a 45-minute call with you, me, and my team, okay, to go over some things and really start getting some groundwork established, much more than just our initial call here. So I'm pulling up my calendar here. You tell me, like, when's good time? You want to maybe do Friday this week, Monday next week? Like, what's a good time for you, you think, where we can get in front and, like, talk for 45 minutes?
Yeah, Monday would be great.
Okay. Let me see what I got here on Monday. Okay. Do you want to do Monday morning, afternoon? What works best for you?
Morning would be ideal.
Okay. You want to do, like, 8 a.m. Pacific? Or would you like more like
Monday?
Okay.
No, that's great.
That works? Okay, perfect. Yeah, let me get you scheduled on that before that goes away. And then I'm going to get you some automated text messages, and then I will have you on your way. Here we go. I'm going to do this. Okay. And I'm going to put on the notes here, too, that your mailing address. I'm going to make sure I have all the addresses here so that, like, my team doesn't get confused, okay? obviously has got some addresses going on here. So your LLC address is different, your card address is different, and then your actual business address is one on, which is showing on Google right now. So I want to make sure my team has all that, you know, so that they understand.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you were able to clarify too, because that was like really, really good. So Monday, 8 a.m., I'm going to have you scheduled, right? And you're going to be all set for that, which is great. So yeah, I'm going to, have myself and my team give you a call. Okay. We're just going to run through the account, go over some details. And then, just to clarify, hold on. You said 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. is what you want your hours of operation to be. Is that right? Did I get that right? Or no? 8 to 5. Okay, let me write this down again. 8 to 5 p.m. I think I wrote that down. Yeah, you did. You did say 8 to 5. Okay, that's Monday through Saturday and then Sunday off. Is that what we're doing?
Saturday and Sunday off still.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday. Okay. Do you want to put, like, Saturday appointment only, just in case? Or do you want it completely off?
No. I'll let that be a judgment call for me if the situation arises.
Saturday, Sunday,
Monday through Friday.
Okay. When do you think you're gonna? So, a little bit of homework I have for you, okay? Because you're very detailed. Mm-hmm. Okay. First thing I want you to start doing is getting all your past clients' names and phone numbers put together on a list. Whether you write it out, whether you put an Excel sheet out, right? And the reasoning why I want that is because we're going to use that to help you increase those five-star reviews. Okay? First thing. Second thing, start working on getting the photo, like the Lewis Pest, like in motion, right? Doesn't need to be today, doesn't need to be next week, but if you can have that to us in the next 30 to 45 days and you make that a priority, we can really utilize that, put that on your Google business profile, put that on your ads, right? And we can, and you can even eventually put that on your website, right? So where it's all uniformity and we're utilizing that photo to help you stand out amongst the crowd. Okay. Lastly, make sure you don't forget this. Download the Local Splash app. Okay. And you just go, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
An iPhone.
Okay. Just go to the App Store, type Local Splash. You'll see it. Okay. In fact, let me pull up my app. It's an LS, but I'm going to tell you what the colors are. Right? Go in here to my apps. And then what you'll do is you will, okay, here it is. I just found it. Okay. So it's a red L and it's a blue S. By the way, we've spent a lot of money on our technologies. Like the app alone, we spent millions of dollars just on that alone, right? And so everything is synced in there, and it all works. It all works great. So you'll see it. So make sure you download that, and you're going to get the username and password. I think we've already automatically sent you that username and password. Let me see if it got sent to you yet via text.
I think those just came through. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. So there is a text that we sent. Looks like some other automatic. I don't know why those got sent, but we sent. There's a text we sent that said, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email and file. Please click here. Can you click on this link real quick?"
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah. And then you got to sign your name, Nathan, right, in your last name, and then we got to agree to the three things. We like agree to SMS and all that good stuff. And then you hit submit, and then it will ask you to, and then it will, then you can log into your account there. Did you get the text with your username and password yet? Did that one come through or not yet?
Yeah.
Let's see if it did. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, there it is. It's your phone number, and then it's Big Yahoo. All right, so that's going to be your temporary password. But, like, when you can use that to log into the app as well, okay? And the app's going to, like, store everything in there. So you'll see, like, there's not going to be a lot of stuff to, like, play around with on the app yet because you just got signed up. But, like, as you see and, like, as we get you more established with us, you'll see kind of how all that kind of flows and all the features and stuff. So it's really, really simple. Okay. But Monday, okay, just to confirm, 8 a.m., right? That works perfect for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then you're going to get an email confirmation just to let you know. And then maybe set a reminder for yourself too, because a lot's going to happen between now and Monday, right? And definitely don't want you to miss it. We may be 10, 15 minutes late on that call, just to give you a heads up. It's not often that we're late, but just in case we are, don't shoot us. You know what I mean? So that is the case. Just give us a little buffer, you know, just in case somebody else didn't back us up or whatnot. Okay. But, yep,
sure.
I'm putting you in now. And yep, you are all set, Nate, for Monday, at 8 a.m. Now, before I let you go, any other questions you have for me that you need me to, like, clarify or anything?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Well, congrats. I'm glad we were able to talk tonight. I'm glad you're putting your trust into us. My team's going to take really good care of you, okay? You will hear from me from time to time, right? Obviously, I give you an account manager to really make sure the communication's there, but like I said, you will hear from me. Anytime you need me, you can text me, you can email me, okay? Remember my name, it's Matt, okay. Matt Evans, right? You know, like I said, I'm very easy to get a hold of anytime you do need to get a hold of me, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no worries. I can't wait to see your – what's that?
I mean, I'm looking forward to trying this out.
Me too. I want you to be my next Stingray Electric video. So I'm definitely –
there we go. Yeah.
This year I'm making a lot of videos of my clients, right, so I can send to guys like you, right? So I can't wait to see where, you know – you're at now to where we get you, right? I can't wait to see your 5-star reviews go up. Can't wait to see that photo of you and your team. I can't wait till, you know, we start getting you leads and then you get those paper leads going, right? So it's really going to help you take your business to the next level. What a lot of my guys do, Nate, is they, you know, they have all these different marketing campaigns going, but once you really see how powerful Google is, most guys put all their money into Google. Right, because there's nothing more powerful. Everybody uses Google, right, to find businesses. So it really will get you a good ROI. It's just going to, like I said, the first month is going to take a little bit of time, get things moving. But like you said, next month is really where you're going to see this thing, like, taking off and, like, more phone calls and all that. So, okay? Well, congrats.
Awesome.
I really appreciate
Thank
you.
So you. Much.
You have a good night, and then we'll talk to you Monday, 8 a.m.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you, Matt.
All right. You take care, sir. All right, buddy. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.